Pesach again from Chotayim Beis. Hahu Avarnika the Havila the Reish Kalusa the Bustin Bustani. The Reish Kalusa had a Avarnika Rashi Ilan Shitsila Maruba. The noting also has soaring, but also it's the vows tachtav, the vows of the sloning tachtav, and also chamel samecha. It's a tree with picnic tables under it. And it was in his orchard. Omer leilo rav huna bar chinano, li avid mar takante, make some kind of takana, de lamochor nechol nahama hosam. We should be able to carry in the pardes, which was a car faith that was not hukaf ladira, do something that we should be able to eat in the bushin, under the bushin. Also, Obed Kana Pachas Mishlosha. So what he did was he made a little area. This is the first way Rashi learns this picture, page 159. He made a machitza, less than three tochim between the posts, around a little place that, what's it called, there was a little place to guard, a little guardhouse or whatever. Rashi, Bibustana, Vyosin Vesasayim, Shlahuka Fadira, Hoya Paradise. The Paradise was a car faith. It was more than Besasayim, it wasn't Hukka Fadira, so you weren't allowed to carry there. Nochal Nahama Hosam, Tachas Ha'ilan, let be able to carry the bread into the karfeth, into the parades, so we should eat by the bustana, in the avarniki. Ovad kona kona pachim shloshet vachim hekif kigal mechitzas konim dalad mechitzas kicheder lahaniyah shom balay lahamaychol, to leave the food there at night, the lader shom hashomer, and to have a shomer stay there. Lamacha yitlenu bechol haparades to isra beishomiro beishdira. Now it's hukaf ladira, because of this little place in between. And Tosus says, even though normally you need, what's it called, posach v'achakas hekif, you need with the hekif after the dira, and here the dira came after the pardes was already completely. So some learn that the mechitzas of this little place that he made the mechitzas, they're like an addition of a mechitza, just like you don't have to have all the mechitzas the dira. Right, it has to be partially. So here it was also, what's it called, a new mechitza that was made before, what's it called, after the shomira was there, that little bezdira. That's one way of learning. That's why he held it should help. Another reason is that Tosfos says that the only time you need posach, the achar kach hikit, is if you don't have an actual bezdira there. You're just being makifit l'shem dira. You're just opening a dira into it. But if you mamish build the base dira inside the thing, then it's good even after the heket. Okay. Also, Rava shalfinu. So Rava came, he took out the konim. Rashi has two pshat. One pshat is because he held it didn't help, for the reasons we said. It's l'maisa, the dira came after the heket of the pardes, and therefore it shouldn't help. And the other reasons he didn't hold it. Second shot, Rashi says, is that Rabbi Hel didn't need the, what's it called, this little shomira. That the pardes itself, since it had an avarniki in it, the avarniki was considered a mukaf ladira. And the same thing as before. Even though mastama, you fence in the pardes before you built, before you planted the avarniki, it came afterwards, but since it's mamisha beis dira, it doesn't have to come before. So that's that what's it called, either that Rava held it won't help, he disagreed with what Rav Huna Rav Chinana did, or he held it wasn't necessary, so he took away the post. Shalfino, the Los Forali Hatzakant, is the first shot in Rashi, he didn't hold this takana. Also Rav Papa of Rav Huna, Mibreid Rav Yoshua, Naktinu Mibasrei. And Rav Papa and Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yeshua, went even further, and they took the post away completely. He took them out of the ground, left them there. They took them away completely, that they shouldn't, that Rav Huna, Rav Chanina shouldn't put them back. Naktinu v'asrei, shalo yazer Rav Huna v'iskenim. He shouldn't put them up again. Lamacher, eshvi Ravina l'Rava. The next day, Ravina asked Rava, Akasha, which showed that he did the right thing. Eshvi l'siyue d'shapir ovet. He asked him a question to show that what he did was right. Ir chadasha, modin lo mishivasa, v'yishana michomasa. Right, a new city So you measure the tchum from the city itself and not from the wall. And an old city you measure from the wall. Ezeo chadosha, what does that mean, new and old? Chadosha shehu kfala sof yoshva. Chadosha is where the choma, the wall, came before there were any houses. Then the halacha is that the wall is not considered hukaf l'dir. And therefore, what's it called? The dir of the city is the houses. So from the last house, that's where you count the tchum. Yishana yoshva l'sof hukta. Yishana is where it was settled, and then they put up the heket. So now it's hukaf l'dira. So the wall is part of the dira, and therefore you count the tchum from the wall. V'haynami kuhukfa ula l'sof yoshva dami. Here, Lamaisa, the Paradis, the wall of the Paradis was put up before they planted the Avarniki, and surely before he put in this Shomira, this little guardhouse. So, therefore, what's it called? The Hekif is no good. And Rav Huna, Bered Rav Chinina held, like we said, either that when you mamish build the Beis Dira, it doesn't have to have the Hekif first. And the Yishu first, even if the Hekif came first, that's good. Or that the new mechitzas that he put up were considered the Hekif L'dira. You just add mechitzas. You don't have to make the whole mechitzas all around. And a little bit of mechitzas should help. Rashi, Ir chadosha modin l'mishivasa, imukefes choma, ve'enem yusheves kula, kishavo limdod chomoseva, lo yimdod la min hachoma, tchumeva lo yimdod la min hachoma, ela min habatim. The chomos alav chomahi, the shavi kula kital ramas, hoel yeshivasa chadosha shekodma chomos al yeshivasa. And since the wall was there before there were houses, so that wall doesn't count as part of the city, and therefore you can't carry past the wall 2,000 amas. You can only count past the last house in the city 2,000 amas. Aval yishana sheyishuva yishana, but an old city, meaning the city was there before the wall was put up. The kadam lechomasa, moldin lamechomasa. Then the wall is considered hukaf l'dira, and the wall is part of the city, and therefore you count the 2,000 amas from the wall. V'hai nami, hai pardis hari hukaf yomim rabim. The pardis had a wall around it, a fence around it, way before they put up this shomira. The hashomira nasa achsha. The hekif hapardis lavadaita the hachdira habi. The dami ki hukaf l'sof yosha. Therefore, it's like hukaf and sof yosha. Rashi points out that you didn't have in mind to build the shomira. Mashma, if you did have in mind to build it, even though it came later, that's good enough. Right? Like we said, we saw from the Mishnah Berurah, that it's possible that if you had in mind to be miyashiv that area, then when it's miyushiv, even after the hekev, it's called hukaf l'dira. Okay. Amar le Rav Papa the Rava. Rav Papa also asked Rava, said to Rava to prove what he was saying, that he was right. The Omer of Asi, Mechitzos Adarchlin, Lo Shmo Mechitza, right? Alma Kivin Litzniusa Vida La Lo Havi Mechitza. Hachinami Kivin Litzniusa Vida Lo Havi Mechitza. Rashi. Omer Leir Papa Le Rava, Le Siue. According to this chat, they're both helping Rava, because Rava also held it wasn't good. And they're telling him things that was no good. What the Rav Huna Bar Chinina did, Adrachlin Banoim, builders. An Adrichal is architect. So it's a builder. Shalsim Mechitza Lutzelis Vivoseim Kishibonim Becham. So when they build a little butka to sit in to protect themselves from the shade. It's not a place they live in constantly. They're going to knock it down the next day. Rashi learns because they're going to take it down in a day, and therefore it's not considered a dira. It's not kavua. The Omar Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua the Rava, the Omar Rav Huna Mechitza Asri Lenaches Lo Shema Mechitza. Right? Same thing goes with the Mechitza Hasuy Lanaches. Shalomodur Shom, not to live there. El Ishtamri Mashenichu Shom. To protect the things they put inside. That's called Lanaches. And therefore, that's also not a Mechitza. Now, most Rishonim learn that when it means these things aren't Mechitzas, they're not Mechitzas to make it Hakukha Fladir. But they're definitely Mechitzas to make it a different Rishos.
It's not a Carmelist. It's a Rishus HaYochid. And you would be allowed to carry in there if it's less than Beis HaSayim. It's just because it's more than Beis HaSayim, these kinds of mechitzas don't make it hukaf l'dira. It's not a dira. But it's a mechitza for all other halachas and mechitzas. The Rambam seems to say that these kinds of mechitzas are not mechitzas at all for any of halachas. What is a mechitza asuya l'tznios or asuya l'nachet? So the Ritva says that it's a mechitza akroy. It's only a temporary mechitza, just like Rashi said. And therefore the Chazon Ish holds that in order to be a mechitza that makes l'shem dira, it has to be a place where people mamish sleep there, b'kvias. And the Bir Halacha holds, you don't have to sleep there. Even so, the people only there in the daytime, but l'maisa, they're mishtamishit shimush kvias of a shimush dira. Other kinds of things. But they're there on a constant basis. They don't have to be there at night. Chazon Ish have to be there mamish at night too. So where do we see this case that a mechitza, a suya l'naches, a mechitza that's only made to protect things, is not a mechitza at least to be considered hukaf l'dira? Dehar rabba baravua ma'ariv la l'kula mechuzah er saisa mishum pera de veitori. For a pera de veitori can mechitza suya l'naches damya kor, what's it called? So he says, what's it called? That rabba baravua put an eruv around each neighborhood in mechuzah, and he didn't rely on the wall that surrounded the whole city. We'll see in a second why. Because when the wall was put up by the city, it was put up basically to protect these big excavations that they put pits in for the sake of animals. It was made basically to protect these pits, not for the sake of the houses. So therefore, he had to put up new mechitzas around each neighborhood, because the wall itself wouldn't help. The city was basically hukaf and acharkach yoshav, and therefore wasn't hukaf l'dira. And there was areas there that were more than Beis HaSayim. Sirashi. Ersaisa, shchunos. Every neighborhood, in Mechuzah Levadim, he made a eruv around each neighborhood separately. In each neighborhood there were a lot of mavuos. He wasn't matter the whole city because of the wall that went around the whole city. Even though it was a small city, it didn't have 600,000 people. A small city, you were allowed to make an eruv around the whole city and leave nothing out. We'll see later, a big city, you have to leave something out of the eruv. Yachid means anything less than 600,000. There was a big ditch between each neighborhood. They put in that pits from date pits that the animals ate. The city didn't have a wall around. It was seen with vuos. Shelbati hashchunos mifulashim, and the alleyways were opened into the Rishus Harabim. V'asu mechitzas l'rashiyam avuos l'chol tzad shechutz l'ir l'shtamir hagarinim, and they made mechitzos right at the heads of the mavui right to protect and guard these pits. V'lo choshiv le mechitza l'tzarif es hamavuos l'asu se'ir achas afopish mechitzas shol kayam ha'isa. In other words, there wasn't a regular wall they built around the city. The wall of the city was made by the walls of all these mavuos, but those walls were put up to protect the pits, not for the sake of the people who were living there. Pera shocha. Pera is a ditch. Pera de kavri. Pera de kavri is a ditch with fish in it. Mesechus Tainus. V'hach mechitza d'rapuna kasui l'naches damya sheina nasis l'dira tomid lotzis v'lovaba. It wasn't made for dira, these mechitzas. They were made to protect the ditches with the pits in them. So therefore, the same thing over here. The purpose of these mechitza that Rav Chinna put it up was not for dira. Either it was litznius, just going to be there for that day, and after that they're going to take it out, or it was lanaches. It was to protect the things inside. not what's it called to be a mechitza for the dira of the avarnik, and therefore it shouldn't happen. And Rava was right to take out the post. Karu alai ureshkelusa chachamim heim alahara ulehetig leyado. Right, he said on them, they're chachom and they know how to do bad to me. They don't know how to do any good. In other words, they know how to asser my picnic, right, on Shabbos, but good they can't do. See Rashi, lahara lasser. They knew how to asser. They don't know how to be matter. Uvetshuvas hagaonim matzasiya b'loshen acher. So tshuvas hagaonim is a different pshat in this whole sugya. The yosher ve'inai meod. I like it better than the first pshat. Hahu bustana karfet yosher ve'sasayim shlahu kafadira having. Right, there was a bustana was a karfet, was an orchard that was more than beis hasayim, and it wasn't hukah for dira. Va'varnika keminach sadra o kuba shabonim hamalachim betolch pardes shalahem va'omed be'emtzah pardes. Right, and the avarnika is an achsadra, like a little thing that make a sukkah into a sukkah, a pergola. Yeah, it was like a pergola in the middle of the paradise. The reish kalusa lo hutzach reish kalusa el l'talpul mipesach pusuna. What he wanted to do is to carry things from his palace into the paradise up to the avarniki. You want to carry in the rest of the pustana. You want to carry in the orchard. He wanted to carry to the avarniki so he could enjoy the avarniki on Shabbos. But Ovid Rav Huna Bar Chinan or Kimin Shvil Min Apesach Ad Arbuniki Gather Mikan the Gather Mikan Bekana Kana Pachas Migimel Lahatzik Ben Aderech LeBustana the Italka but also Shvil, and what he built was not this little place to put the things that they wanted and to protect them. What he built was a Shvil. Here, this is picture 160. Here's the Avarnika, and here is the Shvil that he built. What he did was he cordoned off a small path from the house till the Avarnika, and with mechitzas on both sides, and the mechitza of the Avarnika closes it off. So that became a separate Rishus HaYochid inside the Pardes. And there you can carry. Right? This was separate now from the rest of the Karfeif, which was more Beis HaSayim. And this was Hukah Fladira, because he made it to Lechora to walk through to be able to get to the Avarnika. So that's the case. So what happened? The Rava kishalfinu lo lasser el lahakilala. When Rava pulled out the post, he did it because he held it wasn't necessary. Not that it was, he held it was awesome. He held you didn't have to have a shvil like that to get to the avarniki. You're allowed to carry in the karfeif, in the bustani, no matter what. The bustani was called hukah fladira. The svarale, the sharis lutule bekule bustana, the kivin de bonale avarniki, the bustana shavi lekule bustana chotzer la avarniki, by having mukah fladira. Right? He held that once they put the avarniki in the bustana became hukah fladira. And even though, right, this is where Tosus explains, even though the hekif of the Pardes came before the bustana was the avarniki was made, but like we said, it's only when you open a dira into a karfeif do you need that the hekif had to come before. But if you build a mamash a dira inside the karfeif, then it can be even afterwards. But also Talmidei the Rava, Rav Pop of Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua, Naktinu, the Lola Heather, Rav Huna Bar Chinra Liskanino. So they took it away because they wanted to support what Rava did, that you don't need this tikkun, it's mutter without it. So he just took it down, and they took it away. Vahi Shaita, Lo Idkur Lahu, the Lab Shaper of it, the Shalfinu. And then they didn't realize they made a mistake. Rava made a mistake. That he wasn't mutter without that. That the fact that the Bustana was planted didn't make it hukah fadira. Ulamachar idkur. And the next day they remembered all these taimen. That's why they who took away the things and Rava who took it away lechatzila all started talking and learning, and they realized that they made a mistake, that the mechitzas of the paradise would not help without that shvir. Ulamachar idkar va'osvua, k'da'omar lamachar eshtei ravinu l'rava, ir chadosh al-chora, you have to have hukath ul'sof yasha. And that which you thought, that if you build a dira, right, mamish, you don't need hukath yasha ul'sof hukath, it's not true. Because we see from the Ir Yishana, that's not true. There the Mamish built Diros. And still, since the Choma was there before, didn't help. Here's no better than an Ir Chadosha. It's not considered what's it called, Hukah for Dira. She called him the Tiyasa, Makifin also. First they put up the fence around the orchard, then they planted this avornikai. Hilka shaper of it, Rav Huna Bar Chinana. Therefore Rav Huna Bar Chinana had to put up that shvil. And the rabbi took it down wrongly. It wasn't necessary. Rav Papa Osvei Mechitzas Adarkalin. Rav Papa asked him from another case. Right? L'chora, even if it's considered Yosha, the Achar Kahukath, but these mechitzas aren't good. Because these mechitzas aren't made for Dira. They're just made to guard things. The whole mechitza of the Avarnika, not the Shomir, the mechitza of the Avarniki itself is only made with Tznias. It's not made for, they don't live there all the time, they make a picnic once in a while. And the reason they have a mechitza is that you have some privacy. The Avarniki nami le Tznias Avide, the chen lenaches. Lishtamish lahaniach ba talisoshehen levoshehen shepostim shom. They don't use it for living purposes. The mechitzas there are to what's it called to leave their take off their talis and what's it called sharklei tashmisham, and it's only there for what's it called temporary things for tznias. So Mamela, they realized that when Rava took down the shvil, he made it usur to carry into the paradise, because it was only mutter because of the shvil. And what he took down and said it's not necessary, and they took away, hurt the Reish Galusa. Now he can't carry into the paradise. So Kori Alayo, our papa, Rafuna, Breit of Yeshua, Shalom Yisgru, Esmo, Sosru, Tikuno, Shrafuna, Bar Chinina, the Yashav, Nasu, Chachomim, Lesra, Lav, Lahetiv, Lo Yodu, Esmo, Vekenikr. Yes, yesterday you didn't do me good. You took down the mechitza because you thought it wasn't necessary. And today you decided that it's usher, so you know how to usher things, but you didn't know how to leave the heter there that I should be able to benefit from.
So the house was built after all this?
What?
The house was built later.
So which house?
The house that's next to the
Avarniki?
The house is at the end
of. That house. Yeah, Lechora, that house was built after the Heketh. And that house wasn't built inside the orchard. It opens into the orchard. And therefore, for sure, if it only opens into the orchard, the house has to be opened in before you build a wall. So the house itself is nothing. The Bustana, even though it also came afterwards, but that's Mamash Adira inside the Mechitzas. That's why they thought that was okay. That's the way Tosis looks. Okay. Amar Beloy, Shamati and Rebelezer, Vatilu Beiskor. I heard from Belezer that a car faith, even if it's a Beiskor, even if it's much more than Beis Shosayim, is still a mutter. Let's see what the mission is. Right. Shaila was what's it called? Karthev Shem Shivim Amal Shirayim. Right. Which has a gather, Gavoa Soratvachim, Metatlam Besocha. As long as it has a base dira inside. That's the Tanakhama. And even if it's Beis Sasayim, it needs some kind of dira inside. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if there's only a bor or a siach or ma'ara, not mamash of Beis Dira, is also okay. Rabbi Kiva says, it doesn't need anything inside. If it's Beis Sasayim, it doesn't need to have a dira. Even lohuk of the dira is okay. Rabbi Lezer says, if only if it's, what's it called? Orka Yesra Rachba. In other words, if it's one to two, that's where the Gemara learns. That it means if it's more than a ratio of one to two in the length and width, right, then you can't be Metalto. And that's if it's a base saw. And if it doesn't have a dira. Rabbi Yossi says, Afilu Arka Pishnaim Baruchava Metalton Besocha. Right, even if it's double the amount, it's okay. And the Machlokas Gemara says is Orech Bekotten. If what's it called? If it has to be squared, or it can even be a rectangular. Omer Beloy Shamatim Rabbi Lezer. Now Rabbi Lezer says, I heard from Rabbi Lezer, Afilu he could be squared. Doesn't have to be what's it called Beis Asayim. Even if it's more than Beis Asayim, it's also Mutzah. Okay, Rashi. Rashi says, doesn't say anything. Okay, so that's what Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi heard in the name Rabbi Lezer. Not what he said, that it has to be Beis Asayim and a certain configuration. But even if it's more than Beis Asayim, it's also okay to carry. So, now the Gemara says like this. Masnishin deloke Chananya. Mishnah doesn't go like Chananya. The Tanya, Chananya Omer, Vafilu hui arboim saw, kisracha shel melech. Even if it's 40 saw, not 2 saw, 40 saw, like isracha shel melech, what's it called, a highway of a king, or a what's it called, a public, what? Square, right. Like a public square of a king, it's 40 saw, it's also mut. Rashi, kisracha shel melachim, Rechove Shachori Paltin. This is the square in back of the palace. The Shomho Yumatailin Tommy. That's where they used to walk, take walks. Alma Ikadira Bahochi. Right? That was a Dira. And even if it's what's it called? If it's Mukaf Ladira, even if it's Arboim Saw, is okay. Omrav Yochan, Ushnemikro Echadorshu. They both learned it from one pasuk, whether it's Kbeis Kur or Arboim Saw. Shenemar vayhi Yishayahu lo yotza el chotzer hatichoma, right? Yishayahu, what's it called? Came to warn Chizkiyahu that he was going to die because he didn't have children, and he didn't walk out of the house, right, into the chotzer. And then the Rabban Shem told him to go back and tell him that he did tshuva and he davened, and the Rabban Shem accepted his tefillas. So it says he walked out to the chotzer. Ksiv ho'ir, korin chotzer. It says, el ho'ir, lo yotza el ho'ir. And we read it chotzer. It's a korin ksiv. Mikan listrat yishol melech shohoyu bayoros beinonis. Right? And here you see that the chotzer of the king was the size of an average city. It was for regular people, it was a city, and for him it was his chotzer. The Micah Mithlagate, and they learn from those pasuk. So you see, it's possible to have a chotzer that's as big as a city. Marsov Rayoris Beinus Havim Beis Kur. So Reb Lezer held that a small city is the area of a Beis Kur. Marsov Remem Saw Havim, and the other one holds no, that it's 40 saw. So you can see, you can have a chotzer. And we call the chotzer even if it's 40 saw, or even if it's a base court. The Yishayahu, my boy, Hossam, what was Yishayahu doing in the backyard? Right? You walk out of a palace, you walk out the front door. Why did he walk out the back? Omer Rabba Bar Barchana, or Yochanan, Melamed Shechola Chizkiyah. Chizkiyah got sick, and he was going to die. The Cholach Yishayahu, Vahoshiv Yishiv Al Tizkiyah. He didn't want to put the yeshiva in the front yard, because everybody's busy there. And they use the front yard, and they'll be mevatel the people who are sitting and learning. So you put the yeshiva in the backyard, not in the front yard. Hoshiva yeshiva al pischo. Right? From here you see, yeshiva has to be in a place that it's not constantly, interfered with. It has to have a place to itself, off on the side, in the backyard, not in the front yard. Mikan l'tamid chochem shechala. The Gemara says you learn something else from here too. Tamid chochem will get sick, shemoshiva yeshiva al pischo. That you put a yeshiva on his door, or what's called in his yard, in order to be a schus for him. Velav milsahi. It's not true. Shouldn't do that. Dilma osi ligruye beisotin. because it looks like you're trying to wage war against the sultan's going to wage war back. You don't attack somebody because then he attacks back. The backyard of Chizkiah's palace. Right, if it was the front yard, I wouldn't have called it Hachitzona. He would have called it Hachitzona, not Hachichona. The Afagav de Gedolahi, Ki'ir, even though this backyard was as big as a city, Kari Lachotzer, Velo Hukfaladira, wasn't Hukfaladira, and still it was called a Chotzer. So you see that even bigger than Beis Hasayim is Mutter to carry. It's called a Chotzer. My boy Hassan, Berechava, Shachori, Palton, Shainel, Adera, Hitzir. That's not the way you walk out of a palace. You walk out of the palace through the front door. To keep the Malachamavis out, right, while they were learning. Just like by David HaMelech, he used to learn the whole day on Shabbos to keep the Malachamavis away. Satan, Malachamavis. The Satan and the Malachamavis are the same Malach. The Chichazi, the Minsu, Bahadeh Hadadi, Nigri Bahu. So, what's it called? The one shot is, this is the gears that we have. Not the gears in Rashi, but the gears we have in the parentheses, right? That when the Satan sees, when you have the yeshiva, you have people fighting with each other, right? The yeshiva, what you call, people are fighting. Most of the time they're fighting over learning, but it ends up being fighting over their own covet also. So when the Satan sees that they're fighting, Adarabi has more kolach. And the Rashi, and the other gears in Rashi is, When the Satan sees that they're attacking him, they're putting up, you know, a strong front of Torah to make sure he can't come in, then he gets even more upset and pushes his way in.